Thank you, Gabriel, for that lovely meditation. Again, we are always so grateful for your presence and your contributions. It just always gets us off on the right step. So thank you, thank you. Now, Metatron has asked for us to start tonight's session with a short review of our last session. The main goal was to learn to create using the tetrahedron. In my example in our last session, we used the tetrahedron to help us improve our relationships that we find difficult. The tetrahedron gives us a more complex guideline to use. When we use a tetrahedron, we have three replacement equilateral triangles and a fourth to hold the tools that are needed to pull it all together and manifest our creation. For some of those tools were color codes, the rays of creation, and of course the dimensional templates. Next, we discussed using the energetics and magnetics from the templates we recovered from the time locks at our crystal conference. We used them to stabilize the fifth dimension on Earth. This stabilized template provided an expansion that assists in balancing the mental-emotional body with love and unity. As you can tell, the masses are not ready to accept this unity piece of the dimension. This is why this group, and a few others like it, are so crucial in today's environment. We must begin to use the sixth-dimensional magnetic template proficiently. The energetics and magnetics of the sixth-dimensional template brings a fuller presence of the element of love. This alters a fragmented mental-emotional body substantially and brings coherent within the system. We must lead by example and demonstrate using our balance of love and unity. The magnetics of that sixth-dimensional template contributes to the stability of the fifth-dimensional template as well as providing a fluidity in our creations as we manifest our earthly experience. Stability in the mental-emotional body is a key component in creating a more refined expression of ourselves as we navigate our earthly experience. We get to this experience when we use the fifth-dimensional template of love and unity as well as the magnetics of the sixth. Now, this all happens under the influence of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. Next, we use the magnetics of the tenth ray, which comes directly from Source and helps us to realize that we are one with Source energy, L-O-V-E, love. We should always see ourselves as pure love. This is a major key. Our next step is to continue working with the mental-emotional body and stabilizing the fifth and sixth dimensional templates in our bodies. It is important for us to recognize that many of us were already anticipating what the influence of the flower of life has on our escalation of consciousness before our last session. Well, we are awakening at an escalating rate. We are starting to remember who we are from a much vaster understanding. In that last session, we were asked by Metatron to take another look at the flower of life through the eyes of our mastery that we have achieved over the last few years. By reviewing this from the experience and wisdom that we have developed, we can see that it is not just an ancient diagram that can be found throughout many cultures and history of our wonderful Earth. The value of the blueprint of the flower of life is that it reminds us that we, in fact, are the divine image on all levels, physically as well as spiritually. It stirs some of the memory codes of our unconscious to come to the surface of our awakening consciousness. The flower of life gives us a blueprint from which to create. It is the perfect schematic from which Source created all that exists. And we are that. We were provided with this blueprint when we were created. Now the plan is to use this to work with the elementals and assist the Earth in its remembrance of her Christed imaging. She too has gotten her original state. Our interface with the Earth's Merkaba field will assist in further seeding Earth's energy system. We contribute to escalating Earth's ascension by transmitting the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional templates that we now hold in our physical bodies. It is imperative that we also have a coherent mental-emotional body that transmits only higher ranges of emotions and thoughts that come from our higher mind. Now, when we use our mental-emotional body in a more refined way to transmit this refinement to Earth, we change the frequency range of Earth's energetics and change its form from within our bodily form. Earth's energy system carries from humans in that the mental-emotional system of humans is configured differently. Earth can only reflect the many emotional frequencies that are created by humanity's thoughts and emotions. The magnetic component of our emotions are drawn into the Earth's energy field, and then they are reflected back to us. So you can see how powerful our mental-emotional bodies are in this creative process. Now, as we individually create unity and stability in our own personal mental-emotional bodies, the frequency range of the magnetics as well as the electrical components are altered substantially within the Earth. Earth can then begin to reflect back to us a different energy. This assists us to use our mental-emotional bodies in a more refined range. And again, it is imperative at this time that as a collective consciousness, we begin to embark on this work. Of course, first, we need to stabilize and create a coherence in our individual mental-emotional bodies. Of course, secondly, we must reflect that energy back to Earth's energetic field through these valuable templates that we now hold within us. This is significant because we hold the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional templates in our bodies. We are altering form in form. These templates have altered the DNA structure of our physical body so it can be brought into a 5th dimensional frequency range and reflect more of a crystalline form. At a non-physical level, these changes affects the first layer of the body that relates to the etheric and causal bodies. To alter the energetics of Mother Earth, we can use those energetics of our Merkaba field to influence the Merkaba field of Earth. How exciting is that? So, now, for more additional information, let's all take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our guest for this evening.